Mem Dalet Amud Beis in the very bottom of the page. The Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yechanan. So we said that even that there's a mamzer only from Chai Bekrisis according to Shimon HaTimni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, a mamzer is only from Chai and Mrs. Bezin, like an Eish Ish. If you're not Chai Mrs. Bezin, let's say your sister, there's no behesis. There's no mamzer over there. But we say that the child is pogum to Gunav, because he brought a kalochemer from Almana. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Okay, says the Gemara, three lines at the bottom. Hakol Moidim. We'll go back to Sugya we started a while ago. Everyone agrees. Eved Rabbi Yechavim, if an Eved, or a Goy, an Eved Kanani, or a Goy, Habo Abasi saw his relations with either a woman, Shavlad, Mamzer. In this case, the child's a Mamzer. What do you mean everyone agrees? Man Hakol Moidim. Who's everyone agrees? If it's Shimon HaTimni, L'chayda Shimon HaTimni said that only Chayve Krisis and Chayve Lava not. What do you mean he's moided by a Goy? The Issa of living with a Goy is a Lav, like his Chatten. Bom, so what do you mean? The Avagav Dama Shimon HaTimni ain't Mamze Mechayve Lavin. Hani, immediately when is that said? Mechayve Lavin, the Tosh Gedushin. He says, Chayve Lavin, you don't produce a Mamze, let's say a coin and a Gedushin. They're not allowed to live together, but if they did, the Kedushin is valid. You just have to divorce each other. So therefore, we say when Kedushin is not valid, like by Chai Krisis, the child's a mamzer. But a Goy, the Kedushin is not valid regardless.
So the Kedushin is not teufis.
Exactly. Since by a Goy, the Kedushin is not teufis, the logic of Krisis, not because Krisis are strict, and that's why the child's a mamzer. The logic of Krisis is because Krisis, there's no Kedushin, there's no marriage here. Therefore, the child, if born out of a marriage, is a mamzer. So here also. The Goy also, there's no marriage. It's no different than Chayvik. He says, the child's mamzer. Abel hochol here, Chavim, ve'eved, kivan, the Lord talks about Kedushin, since there's no Kedushin, like Chayvik is dummy, like Chayvik is. Tap Rashi. Chayv, lam, the talks about Kedushin. How do you know that by Goy there's no Kedushin? Says Rashi, then afkalam, we learn out, pedicates, and mechisi, yen, or each day, noshe man will have two women. The Eved and Oivik, Chavim, lav, b'nei, Kedushin, you know, a Goy and the Eved cannot perform Kedushin. How do I know? Let's see what it says. Shvulachem po'im ha'chamoy, Avram Avinu says to Yishmol. And to let us remain here with the donkey, we dashin im hachamor is am hadoim lechamor. That you guys are just like a donkey, you can't marry into the Jewish faith. But if you come nami and the tumah navodim there, so that's how we know Eved is not shayich. It's like a chamor, not shayich kedushin. What about a goy? How do you know if a goy marries a Yiddish woman, they're not considered married, even though it's wrong? How do you know they're married? We know it's not married. It says b'zayin umas. First, it says by the seven nations lo yitzchat and bum. In the end of Parsha Devarim, it says that you shouldn't marry them. So we darshin lo yehe lechoben chitin. Not that there's a law, don't marry them. The pasuk is telling you there is no such thing as marriage when it comes to seven nations. You can go through the motions, but nothing happened. Lo yehe lechem bechen chitin. There's no marriage. Okay, that tells us about the zayin umas. How do we know the rest of the nations? Uvishar umas ksiv in all other nations. It says and afterwards you'll come back to the Jewish nation. Miklal the mikora. It says achikach tovoy. So that means that what only after you became a yid tovoy you can come in and join the Jewish nation. It's mashma mikora les bahavoy. Prior to that, you cannot join the nation. There's no havoy. There's no marriage. Umahani kroy the nakol mekedushin. To the very same psukim in the kedushin, the loy tafsi kedushin by beres kechavim. So from these psukim we learn out that there's no kedushin by a goyish woman. Okay, so a goyish woman and a yid, there's no marriage. But how do you know a goy and a yiddish woman there's no marriage? But oyv kechav nami motzel meilav minayu. We compare a goy to a oyves kechav. Hecha therefore ein biyase biya l'shem kedushin. Nothing happened for kedushin. The damya when it says v'achak tov, it's talking about the eishes yifas toyer. Only after you go through the motions, then you can bring her in. So just like over there by a woman, the same thing applies to men. The damya, so the chayda, will she compare the chayda with krisis? The chayda is the same thing as krisis. There's no marriage. Okay, that's pshat. We should do Rabbi Choy has another pshat, mapping maho, he learns out, v'hi bu'ula's ball. It says she should be a bu'ula's ball. By v'darshin and b'sanhedrin, bu'ula's ball, yeshlehem. By goyim also, you have the concept that they have marital relations between themselves, they get married. By goy, if they just go to a chuppah, there's no such thing as kedushin. It's either full marriage or nothing. There's no such thing as kedushin. No, it's in, where's bu'ula's ball? Where does it say that? This is in, No. This is talking about it says it's a bracious chaf. So it's not the bullet ball later on the table.
Delicious
Chof is the,
what do you call it? Yehuda?
No, what?
Delicious Chof is the Abimelech.
Bulas Baal.
Batsoda.
Oh, Batsoda.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or he's saying to the Eberster, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. Chof.
Yeah,
so she's a Bulas Baal. So we dash it from the Bulas Baal. That's the only way that they have relationships, not through a chuppah, nothing. But Choshkin da Arusa Lesser, don't you think it's getting engaged? And even if they have marital relationships, they intend just to be engaged, like by Eden, that's one of the three methods, it's nothing. The Iskish Havoy is Ladodi. So what's he trying to bring from all this? I'm not exactly sure.
So what he's trying to say is that
there's
no.
But how was it to do with a goy and a yid having bulas bal?
Isn't he saying that chayv and krisis are
mamzer? Yeah, he's saying that living with a goy is produces a mamzer because there's no kedushin. But maybe
why isn't it
kedushin? Okay, I understand the kedushin, but lo yizchat by a yid the way we look to now is not only there's no kedushin, there's no nesuyin either. Here in Shilter's version, maybe there is nesuyin, there's just no kedushin. It's a different vote altogether. According to the Shilta, there's a shaykh for a goy and a yid to be married if bulas baal. In the first way we're learning, there's no connection at all between a goy and a yid, no kedushin, no nesuyin, nothing. The way the Shilta learns seems to be, there's no engagement between a yid and a goy. But there could be, through bia, if it's a shame nesuyin, something happened. Unless it's impossible to be nesuyin without kedushin first, and since by goy it's not shaykh, kedushin is not nesuyin. Is that what he's saying?
When you have a kenuyah, and she's mezana, and she produces a child.
Yeah, it's out of wedlock.
But it's shaykh to kedushin.
If they had kavana.
Okay. Is the child a mamzer?
No, definitely not.
It's not.
Because she's not.
Nothing. There's nothing. It's not even a lot of questionable, yeah. It can be marriage.
No, but hang on.
What can be znus?
He says when he says habo means the shem kedushin, habo stam is znus.
He's saying even shem kedushin. As you're saying, it's not shaykh the whole thing. But the way the shilta maybe we learn is one of two ways: either nesuyin is shaykh without kedushin, or since it's not shaykh kedushin, there's no nesuyin either. Let's go back to it. Meishal has a question. You're telling me that what? That a goy produces a mamzer. If a goy and a woman have a child, that's a mamzer. It's a yid, but a mamzer. Meishal has a question. A goy, the evidence of Bobas Israel have a lot of mamzer, the Vlad is a mamzer, no, it's a Jew, but a mamzer. Shimon ben Yehuda, I met a mamzer, who could produce a mamzer? Elan Misha Yisurai Isa Erva, the Anush Kodus. In other words, he holds like Shimon or Timni, only if incest, only with the Kodus, and a goy does not produce a mamzer. So your whole vart is wrong.
So a Yiddish woman with a goy cannot have.
Can I have a mamzer? A Yiddish woman with a goy is not a mamzer because there's no Isa Kodus. Not like you just said a minute ago. Elan Reis, the Rebbe said, Man Hakam Maidu, we said before that everyone is Maidu. The child is a mamzer that follows a Rebbe. What me Rebbe? What did Rebbe say? I forgot the Rebbe. Even though Rebbe said, "Ein hadvarim halalu amurim ela livid avakiva." Rebbe says that this idea that once you gave chalitza to a woman, you cannot have bia with the other wife. There's no bia after chalitza. Therefore, you don't even need a get because nothing happened. What's the Easter of living with the other woman after you gave chalitza to one? The pasuk we had before yesterday, Ashala Yivna. It's only a lav. Ashalivna is alav. If Ashalivna is alav, according to Bekiva, Kedushin is not toifus b'chayv elavin. There's no Kedushin by alav. But according to everyone else, it's an avedi living together, but there is Kedushin. So this that it says there's no bia after chalitza, you don't even need to get, only follows Rabbi Akiva. Shehoya oisa chalutza ke'erva. He treats a chalutza like an erva because it's alav. And by him, alav is the same thing as an erva. But I, Rebbe, don't hold him. But however, when will I be moided to him that by a lav, the child is a mamzer, but by over the chavim, the evid moided, Rebbe is moided that a goy with a Yiddish woman, the child is a mamzer. How do I know that? The chiyos of Rav Dimi came along. He was a sad. He was a minister there of the Bira, the place called Bira. Rab Tanchu Breidav Chia Ish Kvar Aku. Proik, they once redeemed Hani Shvuasa. They once redeemed these captives. The Osum Armon. They came from a place called Armon Litveria to Tveria. They brought him down to Tveria. Havi Choda. There was one Yiddish woman there. The Yabra that fell pregnant. Me Oivik Chabim. She obviously raped by one of her captors. They came before Rabbi Ami. Said, "What's the status of this child?" All these Amoraim, they say, they all hold that the child's a mamzer. And that's why the halacha like Rabbi, the child mamzer. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Revusa, big deal. Lemechshe Gavra. You mentioned me a bunch of names. What you name calling over here? You calling Rav Yechanan and Rav Elazar? You're throwing as many names as you can. Say mamzer. I'll give you more names that said the child is not a mamzer. Harav Ushmuel Bebavel, Rabbi Shulman Levi Bar Kapora. That's 4 against 3. The Amil others say Chalufa. Take out Bar Kapora. The Eili Zikne Dorim. See more than 4 against 3. Hold the elders of Dorim. The Amni they all hold that Oyvik Achavim Beevid. Habo Abasir Avlad Kosher." The Vlad is kosher. Other Rabbi Yisrael says, Rabbi he. The reason why we paskin, Rabbi Yisrael says, the reason why we paskin that a child's a mamzer is because we follow Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Not because we follow Amaroim, it's Rabbi Yudan Nasi. And Allah is always like Rabbi Yudan Nasi. How do I know? The Chiyosef Dimi. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Avdum, Hashem Rabbeinu, Amru, they say the name of Rabbeinu, Rabbi, Oive, Kochavim, Ve'evel, Abba, Yisrael, Havlad, Mamzer. However, Rabbi Shulman Levi, said, the Vlad is not a mamzer, but a Vlad is mekulkul. The Vlad has a defect. Father's a goy, the child's a defect. What kind of defect? Leman, what do you mean a defect? Ilema lekol, that he's not acceptable as a Jew, that nobody's a mamzer. Rabbi Shua clearly said before, Havlad kosher. Rabbi Shua clearly, we should say before, Rabbi Shua Levi holds that a child is not a mamzer. So what do you mean the child has a defect? El lekuna, the father's a goy, the mother's a yid, the child's not a mamzer, but the child cannot marry, if she's a girl, she cannot marry a kohen. The kulu amoroi, the machshe, all the amoroim that say kosher moidu, they all agree shavlad pogum lakuna. They all agree the child is flawed, cannot marry a coin. This is the gemara here. We'll soon see the lav dafka that the child is not allowed to marry a coin. The vlad is pogum lakuna. The vlad, who you talking about? The vlad, not the boy, because the boy is allowed to marry any Yiddish girl, including a baskehenet. Talking about the girl. If there's a girl, a vlad, she cannot marry a coin. How do I know? We had yesterday's kaluchaymer for Nalmana. Madach almana lekoyin gadol, such a limited issa, the only issa is between almana and kohen gadol, and yet we say that her child is ruined. So to ain isur shavakol, not everyone is also except a kohen gadol. Yet b'na pogum, a child's ruined. Zu, in this case here, goy. No Jewish woman can live with a goy. Surely, if she lives with a goy, the child is ruined. In what way? From kohuna. Zu she isur shavakol, ain adin she b'na pogum, a child is ruined. Freddy gemar like yesterday. What are you talking about? Over there in the case of Almanin, it makes sense that child is ruined because the mother is also ruined. This woman who lived with a guy, this woman who lived with a kohen gadol cannot live with any kohen hedget. Mashenkin l'chayit over here, this woman who lived with a guy could live with whoever she wants now. So therefore she wasn't ruined. Who said the child is ruined? Ma'al Almanin the kohen gadol. You know why? By Almanin the kohen gadol, she can't he atzma mischalela, she herself is ruined. Hochan, someone answers, Hochanami kiva shenivla posla. When a Yiddish woman lived with a guy even once, she can no longer marry a kohen. But that's a halacha. Therefore, she is ruined. That's why the child is ruined also. That's why, because he ubita. She's ruined or the child is ruined.
So with gimel kahuna, I mean, if a kohen is a halal,
yeah,
is that only a woman that all his descendants will always be halal, or can that be repaired by marriage process?
They repair when the next generation, when the boy is a what? No, how do you come back a coin? A girl can marry a coin, and the child's all right.
So
eventually,
if the child
comes to an age
is
later.
Halal is a girl. A coin.
She cannot marry a coin.
So she's possible. Her child
is all right.
Can marry a coin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kosher, and
yeah,
then you'll have kosher coin again.
But you just raised an interesting point. Look at Rashi Benot Pogum. In the Kal Chema, we said that her son is Pogum, right parallel to the Gemara, to the last narrow line. B'na sounds like her son is pogum. What do you mean her son is pogum? How is her son pogum? Says Rashi, B'na pogum lavdavke. Even though Gemara is going to start saying here constantly, the son is defected. The son is not defected because he can marry anyone he wants. So why is it B'na pogum? The hapshita ben ha'oved ha'zicham lav koinu. He's not a koin. If the father is a goy, what is he? He's a Yisrael. He's not a koin. As a Yisrael, he can marry anybody he wants, even including a bas koin. So what do you mean by pogum? How is he worse off than before? There's no kedusha by women, even a bas kohen. Even kosher from the kohen family can marry a apostle. The kaimalon lahuzuruk shaydus b'nei nasi b'psulim. There's no easy for a bas kohen to marry a apostle. So why does the gemara say b'na pogum? It means daughter, even though it says b'na son. If she had a daughter, it's possible kohen. other Rishonim are still bothered by it. So why is Gemara say Bna? Say Bita. If it's a generic term including all children, then you can say Bna, because the Torah is written Lashon Zachar and it means everything. But if you mean Dafka girl, why in the world Gemara say Dafka son? So when the Gemara before says Vlad, okay. So some of the Rishonim that Rabban and others learn, we're talking about Bna. The Bna itself is pogum. How does it affect him? That his child, his daughter, cannot marry a kohen either. So they go and the mechadish in halacha that if your zayde was a guy, if the girl zayde was a guy through her father, not through her mother, if the girl zayde was a guy through the father, since the son is a pogum, it passes on.
Yesterday, the reason I was asking is yesterday I had in the shop a lady who was all upset. They're Kohenim, her family, Kohenim. Her son is marrying a girl whose father is a Kohen and her mother was a Grusha. So she is the product of a marriage between a Kohen and a Grusha. She's a Chalala. And she is now marrying a kosher Kohen.
Which is not allowed to.
And no one will do the Kiddushin. And so her mother's all upset because they're doing it in the Reform Shul. And she says,
No one can do the Kiddushin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know who used to do those calculations? The Zaitchen used to do them.
The Hocus Pocus, Ice Kohen, the whole.
Anyway. They find all kind of ways, yeah. Okay, Vaiti Gemara. Anyway, so here you see, because of Bnei Pogum, they want to go a generation further. Vaiti.
It's actually interesting, in this whole daf, he's on two things, Tzukase from Tzuramba. First thing is, given the daf talks of the Kiddushin.
Yeah.
The whole discussion, and the other one is,
about the conclusion of the next page. The conclusion of the next page. Vaiti Gemara. How do I know? Talk back to the mother. Three lines and white lines. How do I talk and know that if she lives with a goy, she's no longer allowed to live with a koyin? How do you know that if somebody lives with a goy or an eved, she can no longer live, marry a koyin? Because it says the pasuk, "Ubas koyin kisi." Yeah, it says "bas koyin." She will be an almona ugrusha. So we say. If she lives, see, it means if she lived with. If she lived with somebody that could have turned into an almana and a grusha, which is another yid, then she can go ahead, and so on and so forth. She goes back to Yitruma. But if you live with a goy does not, you don't need a get, and there's no almana, therefore you cannot go back home and Yitruma. Therefore, it ruined you completely from being a goy. Mishesh la mona gerusha ba, yotzeh ha yotzeh, lem almana gerusha ba, lem almana gerusha at all. Yeah. Or even if she was a Yisraelis, if she married a Kohen and she had a son, and then her husband dies, she can continue eating Trum because of the son, but if she lives with the Shiksa, she loses that right. The Shekish loses that right. Amalei Abayi says, okay, so my chaz is what you decide to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that what? That the child's a mamzer, sorry. My chaz is the samchid, adir avdimi, why you rely on avdimi, who quotes the Rebbe to saying that's a mamzer, smaych adir avin, rely on ravin, chiyaz ravin avir nasi, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, moidim bole teda, he came from Israel, and he said just opposite, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he said that you're allowed to, it's not a mamzer, or my Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Rebbe, I'm not exactly sure why he said my Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. At this time, I think we should know where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is. And is that Rebbe? Baf Rav Meir Bohateda. Now, this is an interesting story. Rav also said that the father's a guy, the child is mutter. Just the child is not a married coin, a pogum, but totally a yid. Who does it come in? A person can vote Rav Amalei Oivig about himself. What happens if my father's a guy? I'm a big time chacham. My father's a guy. What's my status? Amalei Avlad Kosher. You're kosher. Amalei Havli Bartich. Okay. You say I'm kosher? Give me your daughter. I want to marry your daughter. He said, I'm not giving you my daughter as a shidduch. Rav Simi Bachir, in his rally to his defense, because the guy was obviously a Talmud Chacham, he said to Rav, Amri Inchi, people are going to say that you are not going to accept this Baal Tshuva, you're not going to accept this father as a goy in your family. Gamla b'modai, a camel in the place of Modai, a kabur actor can dance. Everyone going around telling tales that this camel from Modai can dance in a little space the size of a kav and go in circles. Unbelievable feat. So we turned to the guy and said, "Oh, here's her kava, here's the little space, her gamel, here's the camel, her mother, here's mother, and blood actor, I don't see the camel dancing." Bob Mai says, "You're taking this guy's caution, you don't want to marry him. I mean, you yourself are looking down on him, and you want other people to marry him. Who's going to marry him?" Amalei, he said, Rav said, Inehevik Yeshua ben Nun. He didn't mention Moshe. But if he'd be like Yeshua ben Nun, Lo Yavila Bati wouldn't marry my daughter. Yeshua ben Nun himself married Rochav as a Geyeris. That's why he mentioned Yeshua ben Nun, I guess. That he himself did it, but I wouldn't do it. I would even be as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I would not give him my daughter. Amalei, he said, So Simeon said, look, Iyavik Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua ben Nun doesn't need you. Everyone will respect him anyway. Everyone will give him the daughter. Imalo Yavlechiyavle. Other people want to be mshalef to him. About how you, this guy here, Imalo Yah, he's not Yeshua ben Nun. Imalo Yahavle, if you're not going to let him marry your daughter, Acharidilo Yahavle, who's going to give him a shidduch? So Lahavi Kazal Mekameh, the guy kept on nudging and pestering Rav. Yah, the Ein, he gave one of those big looks, the Shachav, and he died. I'm not sure exactly why he deserved to die, but.
He nudged him too much.
He nudged him. Don't nudge your Rav.
When he killed the Mitzvah, he saw that no one's going to come from him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so what do you think of the point? Rav held the guy, he's a full fledged Yid. The Alamo tells another interesting thing about Av Rav Master, Rav Masner, Moide Bolle Hetele, Rav Masner, Ramasne also Paschal Lehetir, but after Rabbi Yehuda Moyater also said that while the child is a full fledged Yid, one of these children who my father was a good kid, he said, look, I need a shidduch. Amalei, he told him, Zil Itma, go to another town, hide your identity, don't tell anybody who your father is. And Oi Nosib Basminach, or if not, you want to stay here, everyone knows who you are, they know Yichus, and you're going to find out how to get a shidduch, marry someone else, a girl whose father is a Yid. But don't marry a Mamzeres because you're a full fledged Yid. Interesting. Yeah. No, it's deceive everybody. But there's nothing wrong. Nobody says you have to go around.
Category.
Exactly. Say that everyone has chesed kasha. You don't have to investigate any yid that comes before you because everyone has chesed kasha. So the mayor says, no, you got to check everybody out. So you go to all the towns, you follow chachamim, and everyone has chesed kasha. We don't ask you any questions. Speak Yiddish, then you're a yid. He said, Oi goli, go to another town, nobody knows you. Somebody like you. The city of Mechsa said to Rabbah, an Eved, you just told me an Eved and a Goy, the child, is kosher, or the child's mom has two opinions. What about a half Eved, half Mechaydin? Habob has a relation with the girl. Ma, what's the status of the child? Amalei said, what's this Shaila? Hash to Eved, Kuli Madach, an Eved, Kanani, the child is Jewish. I mean, kosher, Chetze Boye. So if the father is a half Eved, half free, he had two masters, one of them said free. So the half that free is totally a Yid. And the other half is an Eved. Surely the child is a Yid. What's a Shaila? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mara de Shmaita, the one who said this to Yemana, who is it, Rabbi Yehuda? And what's the problem? Well, Omer Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, right, that you're a full Yid. And that's one of the people we just said before. And Omer Rabbi Yehuda holds. Yeah, he's saying he was saying there's a full-fledged kosher. Rabbi Yehuda said before that the child's a mamzer. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the bottom of the story, you said here, moile bala teda. Totally mutter. Except you're a pogum. Rabbi Yehuda said, Misha chetzi eved chetzi ben choydin, habo abat Yisrael, if she has relations with a Yiddish woman, ha'oisev vlad edeka, the child's a mamzer. Why? Yeah, there's not, he can't live with anybody. He's a mamzer. Now, why takinat? What's the svar? Ki itmo, Rabbi Yehuda explains. Rabbi Yehuda's case is very limited. Why should a child be a mamzer? It's talking about a case you're going to Kodesh Bas Yisrael. This chetzi ever chetzi b'chor decided to get married to a Yiddish woman. He shouldn't, because half of him is an ever Kanani. The nimtza tzad avdu shaboy, the half of it's an Eved, the problem here is mishtamish be'eshadish. What happened if a goy, right now the Gemara is learning, if a goy has relations, commits adultery with a married Yiddish woman, and she has a child, what's his child? That child, she's a married woman, is a mamzer. Even though the father, the progenitor is a goy, it's a mamzer. Over here also. This one person, half of him is an Eved, half of him is a Yid. So the Yid married this woman, is a valid marriage, she's not married, she's a married woman. The other half of him, which is the Eved, is not having relations with a married woman. So when you produce a child, child's a mamzer. Sad avdu shaboy mishtam bechdish. Freddy Gimara, but it's not true. The one who holds that if a goy has relations with a Yiddish woman, the child is a mamzer. I feel a bit penuya. Makes no difference if this woman is a married woman or even a single girl. If a goy has relations, because since you can't, like we said before, since you can't ever get married, the child is a mamzer. the child is a mamzer, and the divrei de hamachshir, the one who holds the child is kosher, amazing. Machshir afilu beishes ish. If a goy has relations with a married Yiddish woman and she has a child from the goy, that child is not a mamzer. A child is a mamzer only someone you could have married, but you're not allowed to because you're a married woman. But a goy is no marriage. Exactly. So the child is an amazing thing. That's halacha.
Isn't that exactly the child, what we said on the 100%.
It's a machlekes. The man a machshir, that one, they were one of the apostles. Yeah. So we're saying it that even if you're a married woman, the child is kosher, not a mamzer. So Rabbi Huda said, chetzir, chetzir, b'chayin, the child's mamzer. Why? And first of all, before we get to that, we both learn based on what? Elam H is of. How do you, the whole din of mamzeres talks about if you live with your father's wife, the child you produce is a mamzer. Because it says a person should not take his father's wife, and the next pasuk says, mamzer yovu kal Hashem. So man, the apostle, the one apostle holds, ma H is of. Just like the H is of. The like tough siba kedushin. Just like your father, the father's wife. There's no kedushin there. And have lad mamzer. So too, even a goy, have lad mamzer. I've called the lad tasi kedushin, lad mamzer. So it doesn't matter whether she's a married woman or not a married woman. Since she cannot marry a goy, the child's mamzer. Man, the machshir, the one who says kosher, so no. My age is of. What's it, you know what's unique about the father's wife? She's only usher to you. All other Jews are able to marry her, but not you. So the day lad tasi kedushin, lad chidah kedushin, others in the future, she gets divorced from her father, whatever it is, she can marry other people. There's no kedushin at all, and because there's no kedushin at all, the child is not a mamzer. Is not a mamzer. Before we use that svarah to say the child is a mamzer, now we use that very same svarah to say the child is not a mamzer. Because you learn from Eishes Av, only someone who can marry a yid produces a mamzer. Someone can never marry a yid. There's no mamzer. So if there's no mamzer, so what are you telling me that the chetzi ev and chetzi b'chayim married Yiddish woman? So what? So she's a married woman. There's no mamzer produced from a goy living with a married Yiddish woman. When did we learn Yehuda's din? Keep going. Shabbat, not on your married wife, but al eish is ish. Your chetzi ever chetzi mechayin had a relation with a Yiddish woman who was married, and you produced a child. Since half of you is a mamash yid, that child is a mamzer. The nimtza tzad cheder shabbat mishdamers be eish is ish. That child is a mamzer. And that's what Yehuda meant. So nothing to do with your question about a chetzi ever chetzi mechayin. What's the status of the child? Rav Gozer said to me, "Ikla Rabbi Yisi bar Ravin Lasin." It happened once. Rabbi Yisi came to the city. Rabbi Uvda, there was a story of a Pnuya with a Yiddish, a girl who had relations with a goy, the Achshe, and he was Machshe the child, and said the child is not a mamzer, it's kosher. Be'esh is ish. When it comes to a married woman, if once it happened, a story of the married woman upasul, he said the child is pasul from a married woman. In other words, not like you said till now. You just said before, whoever holds that the child, a Yiddish woman and a goy, the child is kosher, it makes no difference whether she's a married woman or not. The one who holds a child is a mamzer, makes no difference if she's a married woman or single, the child is a mamzer. Here, Rav Gozer made a difference. If she's a single woman, the child is kosher. But if she's a married woman, commit adultery with a goy, the child is a mamzer. Says the Gemara, Rav Rashi says, yeah. Omer Rav Sheila, the di Omer Rav Gozer, he said, Bob Meises, you misquoted it. Rav Gozer told me, Loi Rav Yesi bar Oven Haba. First of all, it wasn't Yesi bar Oven, El Rav Yesi bar Abba Zavida Haba. And the Achshir, Bein Bipnuya Bein Bejadish. If you hold that a goy does not produce a mamzer by a single woman, nor does he produce a mamzer by a married woman. The Achreim have a difficult time working out how Ravina and Rav Sheshes can both have an argument. When Ravina was a friend of Rav Ashi, we know Rav Ashi was born the day that Rav passed away, and Rav Sheshes was before Rav. Rav Sheshes was the time of Rav Huna.
So you got two generations.
Four generations in between. It's impossible. The only conclusion is that I'm like two Rav Sheshes or two Ravinas or something to that effect. Anyway, Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rabba le Ravina, Rav Acha said Rav said Ravina, Ikla Amemah, Amemah was came last to our place. And he said it, that if a goy had relations with a woman, it makes no difference. Bein bepnuya, a single woman. Bein beeish is unbelievable. Chiddush, a married woman, the child is kosher. V'hil chaser. The Gemara concludes. Halach is oive kachavim ve'ever abav asrol havlad kosher. The child is not a mamzer. Bein bepnuya, bein beeish is ish. A Yiddish married woman, if she wants to commit adultery, make sure it's with a goy. So the child is not a mamzer. Now, big machlek is the shayin here. Because the Gemara just concluded the halacha, and all the Gemara says is kasha. Nowhere does the Gemara say that it's pogum l'kuhuna. Till now, the Gemara said, how come moidim, that the child cannot marry a kohen, the girl cannot marry a kohen. Here, the Gemara finally comes to a conclusion and doesn't mention a word about a pogum. So the Rambam did for Paskin, the child is kosher for Kohen as well. So Paskin the Rif. The Rosh argues, he holds that the child is not kosher. In Halacha Shulchan Aruch, we're machmir. However, in Shulchan Aruch, we say that if a poil, this girl, marries a Kohen, we don't tell them to divorce. Because there are many Paskim who learn based on this Gemara right here, that the child is allowed to marry a Kohen.
And what about the children? They're kosher?
Oh, if the children are kosher. It's only that generation. Rove, Achshel Rav Mori Bar Rochel, Rav Mori Bar Rochel. Rochel was kidnapped. Her captor raped her. She became pregnant. The captor then decided to become a Frumi Yid, and his name is Mori. His name is Isik or Isik Giyoda. We have him throughout Shas. Isik Giyoda. He's a very choshev Yid, but because Rav Mori. We want to show that the halacha is that we hold that this child from the father of a goy is a full-fledged yid. They always called him by his mother's name, Mori Baruch, because his father is a yid. And the Rava went further. He said, "Ach she that Mori Baruch umanye bepursed the bavel." He appointed him in the position of authority. We know that a ger cannot be in a position of authority. A ger cannot be a dayan. He can only judge other gerim. In Dini Mamunus. A Geik cannot daven for the Amid, he might see anybody, as we know, the famous Noyd Yehuda, and Rashi in Nidda, and Saita. But a Geik cannot be in a position of authority. Yet he made him, because the father of Goy and mother, he's a full fledged Yid in every respect. That's what he's trying to do. Any appointment that you make should be only among for your brothers. And that's from here that Rambam says any a position of authority. Basically, the Moshe Feinstein Paskas, you cannot have a woman a Mashgiach anywhere in Kashas because that's a position of authority because they can close a place down and they can keep a place open and you're not allowed to have it. Other Rabbanim argue with him, but that's his famous Chumrah. Hi, anyone who said a Moshe is always Mekel is not right. Hi over here. Kivan the Imam Yisrael's mother was a Yid, Mekedav Achicha Karinabe. This is the famous Machlekes, Tesis, and Rashi all over Shas, in many places, about Agrippus HaMelech. Hurdus had a son called Agrippus. And Agrippus, the Gemara didn't accept him. The Rabbanon didn't accept him. That's why he hated Eden also. Now, the quote Rashi says, why didn't they accept him? Because his mother was a Yid, but his father was a Goy. In other words, his father was Hurdus' son, so his father was a Goy, but his mother was a full-fledged Yid. And therefore, they didn't accept it because your father has to be Yid. So the Tosfos argues, says right in the Gemara, that if your mother was a Yid and your father was a Goy, Mikadav Achicha, and he put in a position of authority. So some want to say, according to Rashi, there's far a difference between a king and other positions of authority. But Tosfos therefore holds that Agrippus' father was a Goy just as well. That's why, because they didn't accept him as a brother. Hurdus himself was a Goy. Everything walk around without edges, without hurdles, half edges are all the tourist sites are not there. I guess they didn't have a choice. We'll follow Rashi. We'll follow Rashi that he was a full fledged Yid.
Is the ancient or is the street name from the modern era?
It's from the modern era.
Maybe the people in the department.
They used to call him an Eved. So Taser asks, even if he did say his mother was a Goy, why we call him an Eved? There's no question that Hurdus, once he became king, whoever owned him abandoned hope of ever taking him back. And you know, we're going to learn about Gittin that if you make your Eved Hefker, you're free. You don't even need to get Shichur. You're a free man. So his son, Agrippus, definitely was a free man. Why didn't he call him an Eved? That's what they called him, an Eved. So Teza says, they wanted to, this is, you can understand why he hated Rabbanim. Teza uses an expression here, interesting expression. Teza says, the Shema hoye metzapim shetei ga'avosim mushpelus. They wanted to humble him. He's a king. And they wanted to humble him. They called him an Eved. Imagine calling a king, a second class citizen. What do they think they'll win from it? Let's go back to But Tesis's answer explains why he hated Rabbanim, but does not explain why Rabbanim Taka did that. Why would you call a king an Eved just to humble him? I mean, you're insulting. It's Mamash insulting him. When Uri Achiti told David Melech, "Adoni Yoyev," just the fact that he called Yoyev my his general, my master, he's a Meir Malchus already. Imagine calling the king you Eved. Anyway, so it's hard to understand what's going on. Avdei de Rabchi Barami, the slave of Rabchi, but the son of Rabchi Barami, Atpala, he once was, he was an Eber Kanani. I mean, he's really a Yid like a woman. And Atpala, he once was Tevil, he wanted to marry her, Lashem Intisa, he wanted to marry her, so she went to Tfilas Nida. She did not have Tfilas Gaitis. The question is she a Yid now or not? I can say that she's a Yid, and say her daughter's all right. Ba by her kedravasi, I will follow Rav Asi. The Amar Rav Asi, mi loy tovla lenidasa. Which goyish woman goes to the mikveh for a nid? Nobody. So the fact that she went to the mikveh for a nid proved that she wanted to be a yid as well, and therefore it's as if she was a complete geyidus.
So the tefillah was l'shem giyur.
As if it was. Since she's a yid, then the child's a yid as well. In other words, this very tefillah, she's for Nidah, that is the tefillah for Gaitis. That in itself is the tefillah for Gaitis. Okay, weiter. Bebarta also, because over kechavim ve'ever, but now that established the mother's a full-fledged yid, because she went to the mikveh nidah, and that mikveh really makes her a geid. In other words, once you want to behave like yid, like a geid, so then the child obviously is a yid. Havad kosher. Ahud was a story that bekodile bar al miyasa. They called this person the son of Oshikse, because we don't think your mother ever went to the mikveh properly to become a geid. Omar Rav Asif, I said, what are you talking about? Me like Tavul Nidasa. She kept on going to the mikveh as a nidah. She lived like a from a yid. So the mikveh for the nidah, that is the mikveh for the gaiters as well. Because you behave like a yid. Taisel asked a brilliant question. We know that you need a bezdin when you go to the mikveh. Okay, so she goes to the mikveh nidah. Where's the bezdin? How can that tevila be considered the tevila of gaiters? Where's your bezdin? So Taisel then said like this. And Teza says that from here we learn out you don't need a bezin for tefillah by geiris. You need a bezin for kabbalas mitzvahs. Once she accepted all the mitzvahs, she had a bezin, then she goes to the mikveh. We assume that she did the mikveh for geiris. And even a woman can be attending and that's good enough. Or the fact that we know that she went to the mikveh, it's as if we were standing there, which is a bigger chiddush. Teza makes a chiddush that if we know something for sure, it's as if we were there. If since we saw that she taka wanted to come a yid and she gave it kabbalas mitzvahs faces, it's as if the bezin was standing inside the mikveh with her. How come the Gemara says clearly you should have a bezin there? So I said, that's what lechatz chila. But you don't need it. You don't need it. Interesting. Big chiddush. How do you know from this Gemara right here? A little stories. Think about it. Omer Avasi mila tovin dasa. I would never call him Baramo. There was another person they used to call the son of a shiksa. Omer Leivol mila tovin lekiryah. This guy himself used to go to the mikveh whenever he saw Kerry, like Ezra's Takana, before Davin, before he learned, he would go to the mikveh. That mikveh that he did for himself, that mikveh was good enough for his gaitis. Forget about his mother. Maybe his mother Taka was a shiksa. But he, by going to the mikveh, that itself makes a gaitis. One of the reasons we go to mikveh every Kippur, says Rosh Hashanah, is because the Baal Tshuva is like a gait and needs to go to mikveh. And that's our gaitis. No, it has to go for once he did kabbalas mitzvah, everything else.
No, I'm talking. Just, this is yeah. Going for mikveh for one thing. Another, got a yid.
And you have kabbalah for another.
Yeah, kabbalah. And then after all this, it's about carrying
on. But this is kabbalah. Because what's in it? What's tefillah's gairus? To become a yid, live like a yid. He's living like a yid. It's like he's having kabbalah. Yeah, the expression is that it's das yehud. Rashi's expression: the das yehud is he. In the last line, the bottom of the page, tefillah oyla tefillah's gairus. The das yehud is he. The only problem that Mefoshim have over here is they talk about riches is the tefillah's keri. You don't need a proper mikveh. Tefillah's keri. We had tisha kabin. You can pour tisha kabin. Unless the Gemara is saying in the case where he went to a proper mikveh, even though you don't need it, but the fact that he did it, that is a bigger chiddush. It's one thing by a woman, the only mikveh is kosher, is the same mikveh as by Gator, so therefore it's like one. Hey, you don't need it. Okay, so you happen to go to a proper mikveh. But yet, since he did it for the mitzvah, he wants to live like a frumayid, that also goes for Gator as well.